This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The biggest and the greatest disease that we are suffering today, in today's world, is that we do not think of the afterlife and we do not prepare for the afterlife. This is a disease. This is a reason for punishment and being deprived of good deeds. We're not thinking enough of the afterlife. So this is why we're saying these 10 days that are about to come, the best 10 days and the greatest days of the world, are going to revive that sense of the importance of preparing for the afterlife in our hearts, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. 10 days, an incredible opportunity. And currently, as we speak right now, our hearts are broken. The soul is black. The hearts are desperate. They're desperately in need for revival. And there is nothing that will mend this broken heart of ours and polish this blackened soul and heart of ours, nothing other than righteous deeds. This is why they're called as-salihat. You know this word? You read this word. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat. As-salihat. Why were the righteous deeds called as-salihat? It comes from the word saluha. Saluha means to fix something, to fix. So the righteous deeds were called as-salihat because they fix our relationship with Allah. They mend our broken relationship with Allah. They seal, they cure the hearts and the soul. We're in need of righteous deeds. And what better than to do righteous deeds in the most beloved days to Allah, in the greatest days of the year. Allahu Akbar. So we're in need of reading Al-Quran. This rectifies the soul, polishes our heart. We're in need of praying Salat al-Jama'ah, praying in congregation in Al-Masjid. We're in need of fasting. We're in need of a dhikr. We're in need of any righteous deed you can think of and you're able to do. Do it in these 10 days. And don't think twice, because the 10 days are moving fast. They're moving quick. They're not waiting for anyone. And you all witnessed Ramadan was 2 months ago. 30 days. How quick did it finish? Ramadan is finished. Shawwal is finished. Dhul-Qa'dah is finished. 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are going to go before we even think about them. They're going to finish. Plan the days ahead and see what you're going to do for your afterlife.